All right, welcome everyone to the Deep Dive. I'm your host, Ed Reif. Get ready, because today we're exploring a world that might just shift how you think about strategy, about success itself. Forget what you think you know about poker. Seriously, we're not here for, you know, wild gambling stories. Instead, we're going deep, deep into the mindset, the strategies of winning poker players. And you might be surprised, actually, at how much it looks like building a startup. We've got some really fascinating insights to unpack today, from manifestos on gaining an edge to growth hacks for everyday players. Our mission, really, for you, the learner, is to pull out those aha moments, those actionable bits you can use without getting bogged down in poker specifics.
It's really quite something, isn't it? This central idea, this analogy from one of our sources, it just reframes poker completely. It argues that poker, well, it's not really gambling in the typical sense. It's more like a strategic venture, like launching a startup. The focus shifts, you see, away from just luck and onto building robust systems.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't just launch a satellite hoping it finds orbit, right? So yeah, consistent poker success isn't about hoping for good cards. The source talks about engineering your edge, and that really resonated. It's about actively designing, implementing strategies that, you know, over the long haul, make winning more likely. It's building that foundation.
And that foundation, it rests on what the source calls first principles, really breaking it down. It means dissecting the game. Understanding ranges what hands your opponent could have. Position matters hugely too, you know, acting before or after others. And grasping the math, the probability of your hand's equity against theirs, it's all very data-driven. Making better decisions consistently, not just having better cards right now. Like, if you know someone rarely bets big early unless they're super strong, well, your okay hand suddenly looks a lot weaker against their likely range.
Which fits so well with that first principles only idea from another source we looked at. It's about cutting through the noise, the complexity, right? Focusing on what actually drives success.
Yeah.
In poker, that's the core math, the strategy, not getting swept up in the emotion of one hand.
Precisely. And this focus, it's underlined by that Jensen Huang quote, smart people focus on the right things. Applied to poker, it means focusing your energy on what you can control. Things like your betting patterns, which games you even sit down at table selection, we'll get to that. Not fixating on short-term luck.
It's process over outcome. We hear that all the time in startups. And this links right into that master the meta idea. Seeing what others miss. It's about developing this keen awareness of your opponents, their styles, their habits, even those subtle tells, right? The nonverbal stuff. That's another layer of focus beyond just the numbers.
Exactly. Because, yeah, poker has this rigorous math side, but you're playing against people. Understanding their psychology, their biases, adapting to them, that's crucial long term. Now, let's tackle something that sounds, well, a bit contradictory at first glance. One source boldly claims, poker is a 100% skill and 100% luck.
Okay, yeah. Let's unpack that paradox. How does that work? My take is, look, in any single hand, luck is undeniably huge. You can play perfectly, make the best possible decision based on the info you have, and still lose to someone hitting a miracle card. Happens all the time.
No,
but over thousands of hands. That luck factor, it tends to smooth out. The players making consistently better, more skillful decisions, they're the ones who profit long term. It's like flipping a coin, right? A few flips, maybe it's all heads. Thousands of flips, it gets close to 50-50. Skill just tilts those long term odds your way.
That's the heart of it. And this is where that analogy, poker bankroll, as startup runway, becomes so important. You need enough capital, your bankroll, to survive those bad runs, the downswings. Variance, they call it. Just like a startup needs funding to survive before hitting profit, a poker player needs a solid bankroll to stay in the game long enough for their skill edge to actually pay off. Variance, yeah, it's just those short-term swings due to luck.
Right. You could be the best player ever, but if you manage your money poorly and go broke after a few bad sessions, well, your skill doesn't matter much then, does it? It's about having the staying power, letting your edge work over time. So, Kate, let's get practical. How do we actually engineer our edge? The source mentions several strategies. First up,
thin slicing.
What's really sharp here is how they define it. Intuition is compressed experience. It's that near instant ability to pick up subtle cues, a tiny hesitation, a change in breathing, how they stack their chips, microsignals. Seasoned players process this almost without thinking. It ties right into spotting poker tells from another source. It's not magic. It's thousands of hours of observation, recognizing patterns, internalizing it all. For instance, maybe a player always fiddles with their ring when they're bluffing. An observant opponent picks that up.
Like a detective reading a suspect after years on the job, yeah? Not always conscious analysis, just a gut feeling backed by tons of data. Okay, then there's table selection. Seems pretty straightforward.
It is, but crucial. Play where you dominate. Basically, choose your games strategically. If you're skilled, find games with less experienced players or those using weaker strategies. Maximize your advantage. Be the big fish in the smaller pond, essentially.
Makes total sense. Why bang your head against the wall playing experts if you can find softer games where your skill gives you a clear profit margin? And then bet sizing. The Source links this to startup equity rounds. Interesting parallel.
Yeah, it's clever. It's about how you allocate your chips in a hand, strategically. Knowing when to bet big for value when you think you're ahead, and just as importantly, when to bet small or just fold to cut your losses when you're likely beat. It's that constant balance. Maximize gains, preserve capital, just like a startup allocating funds.
Okay, the flip side. The Sources also talk about anti-hacks and growth traps. Things to avoid. Sounds vital. First one mentioned is the all-in illusion.
Oh yeah, that's a big one, especially for newer players. That dramatic all-in shove seems like a power move, a guaranteed win sometimes. But the reality, it's often just high variance. It might look cool, but it doesn't lead to consistent profit and can wreck your bankroll fast.
And then there's the blunt warning against push and pray.
Which is basically having no strategy at all. Just betting and hoping. Like the Source says, no strategy, early bust. Simple as that. You need a plan, not just wishes.
And the last trap here, one-hand addiction.
Yeah, this gets back to consistency, the long-term view. Getting too hung up on one hand, maybe a big win making you cocky, or a bad beat making you frustrated, tilted, that clouds your judgment for future hands. Poker's a marathon, remember, not a single sprint.
Absolutely. And that long view is key for dealing with how the game itself changes, right? Which brings us to meta-awareness and constant evolution. One Source just puts it plainly. The meta changes, so should you.
Super critical point. Just like business trends shift, poker strategies evolve. What worked last year might get crushed today because everyone else adapted. So successful players, they have to keep learning, analyzing, tweaking their own game to stay ahead. Maybe everyone starts playing super aggressively, while the adaptation might be to play tighter and trap them.
The Source even suggests treating your past hands like product metrics, analyzing them.
Brilliant analogy, isn't it? Reviewing your play systematically. What worked? Where did I mess up? Could I have played that better? It's that data-driven self-improvement cycle. It's continuous.
Yeah.
And the real takeaway is that adaptability, that willingness to evolve, is way more valuable than just being smart statically.
So practically, how does someone actually get better? The Investor Wisdom section had some solid advice. First point, optimize decisions, not emotions.
Absolutely fundamental. Poker gets emotional, especially after a bad beat. But letting tilt that frustration, leading to bad plays or getting overconfident after a win, letting those drive your decisions, that's a recipe for losing. You have to strive for rational, data-backed choices. Easier said than done sometimes, but essential.
It also revisits thin slicing, calling it microsignal reads on autopilot.
Great. Emphasizing that with enough experience, reading those subtle tells becomes almost second nature. Your brain just processes it automatically, feeding into your decisions without you consciously breaking it down every time.
And I like this point about learning from the best. Copy top players. No. Model, iterate, differentiate.
Exactly. Blindly copying someone else's moves won't work because you don't have their exact thought process or context. Instead, understand the principles behind what they do. Adapt those principles to your style, your games. And then ultimately, build your own unique, effective approach. Differentiate yourself.
And the final bit of wisdom from that section is a great reminder. Systems keep you alive. With a little scales emoji even.
Yeah, it just reinforces everything we said earlier. Those systems, bankroll management, solid strategy framework, continuous learning, they're what keep you in the game through the ups and downs, through the variance.
Okay, shifting gears just a bit, another Source brought up this idea of the bro economy. What's that about?
Ah, yes. This is fascinating. It's the idea that some environments, poker tables included, can get dominated by FOMO, fear of missing out, and by thrill-seeking behavior, maybe fueled by people involved in like day trading, crypto speculation, sports betting, that kind of fast money mindset. These situations, they actually create opportunities for the more strategic, disciplined player. The bro economy is where emotion often overrides rational play.
So if you stay disciplined, stick to your strategy, you can potentially exploit the chaos, capitalize on others making emotional, maybe reckless decisions.
That's the core idea. Be the calm player making calculated moves while others are chasing losses or gambling wildly. And that leads right into asymmetric bets, when small risks lead to massive wins, another concept from that Source.
Sounds appealing, especially for recreational players, maybe?
Definitely. The idea is finding spots where your potential reward hugely outweighs your risk. Making smaller, smart bets in these high upside situations, even if they don't hit often, when they do, the payoff can be substantial. It's not about wild gambles, it's smart risk assessment, finding those skewed opportunities.
Which ties perfectly into risk is a feature, not a bug, mastering uncertainty. Love that phrasing.
It's so true, isn't it? In poker, in startups, in an innovation, risk is just part of the deal. You can't avoid it entirely. The key is to understand it, manage it smartly, make calculated choices, mm-hmm. knowing when to push, when to pull back, whether in a hand or a business venture. That's critical for long-term success.
And inevitably, sometimes, even when you do everything right, bad things happen to good starting hands, as one piece bluntly puts it.
This is where resilience truly matters. The grit of a champion, as they say. You can make the perfect play and still leave to bad luck. It happens. How you handle those moments, how you stop them from tilting you or changing your solid strategy, that's what separates long-term winners.
It keeps going back to that long game perspective, doesn't it? Like that other quote, bad beats are overhead, chips, the cost of doing business.
Precisely. Reframe those losses. They aren't personal failures. They're just the cost of playing, the investment needed to gain experience and keep applying your skills. Every chip risked is the price of entry for the next opportunity, the next lesson. It links right to fail forward, the art of rapid experimentation, learn from every hand, adjust, improve, like building the plane while flying it.
Lastly, there was a brief mention of the bluff economy, trust, deception, and market forces. Wow, that sounds deep.
It really could be its own deep dive. But the essence is that bluffing in poker, strategically misrepresenting your hand strength, mirrors broader economic ideas. Ideas about trust, about information asymmetry when one side knows more, about strategic interactions and markets. It shows how perception and incomplete information shape outcomes, both at the poker table and, well, everywhere else.
So wrapping this all up, it seems incredibly clear. Whether it's high-stakes poker or building a startup, the core principles are surprisingly similar. Strategic thinking, careful risk management, focusing on building adaptable systems. They're key everywhere. And hopefully you, the learner, now have some powerful insights into how to start engineering your edge. Maybe not just in games, but in other parts of your life too.
Yeah, this whole exploration really highlights that long-term success isn't just about luck. It's about disciplined strategy, adapting to change, and having the mental toughness to learn from wins and losses.
And on that note, here's a final thought to chew on after we sign off. How can these principles, managing risk, making calculated decisions with imperfect information, building robust systems, how can you apply those concepts, honed in the pressure cooker of poker, to other big challenges or opportunities in your own life? Think about cultivating that strategic mindset, playing the long game no matter what table you're at. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.